This is Akash Fani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on India's DBT system, transforming welfare delivery and saving costs. The participants are Dr. Shakil Bhatt, expert in government schemes and policies, and Lalima Anija Dang, anchor.
Direct bank transfer, or DBT as we call it in short, has been a game changer for the country as it has plugged leakages and helped the government achieve their target of social schemes successfully through transparency. Well, for more on this, we are now joined by Mr. Shakil Bhatt, expert in government schemes and policies. Welcome, Mr. Shakil Bhatt, to Akashvani Studio.
Thank you, Lalima, for having me on your show.
Mr. Bhatt, has DBT, or direct bank transfer as we call it, has it really helped in improving efficiency of the implementation of government schemes? It is being said that about 3.48 lakh crore rupees have been saved through DBT.
Exactly. I want to put a few points here. Our recent study was carried on DBT's long one-decade journey from 2013, when the 13 is considered as its inception. Otherwise, the welfare state data started post-independence only. But the direct benefit transfer mission started in 2013, and now it's more than one decade. When we analyzed this data of one decade, we came at a calculation of 3.48 lakh crore, which have been saved. How we add this figure? It is because there are number of schemes. Initially, there were 28. Now, presently, we have 320 plus schemes under DBT mission. There were bogus beneficiaries. There were duplicacies. There were other leakages. But due to this DBT, backed by the JAM Trinity, that is Jan Dhan, Aadhaar, Mobile, through which we directly transfer the subsidy amount into the beneficiary's account. Due to this straightforward transferring of amount, which bypasses certain channels where we pay the subsidy in terms of the physical money, that eliminated those sort of hiccups. And by calculation, it was 3.48 lakh crore. And it is a fact. Plus, I want to put another finding here that out of total what we are spending on the welfare, initially pre-2014, it was about 16% we are paying for the subsidies. But due to this reduction in leakages and increased transparency, that has been reduced from 16% to 9%. That is a quite another significant success we have achieved through this DBT mission.
When we talk about JAM Trinity, which is the Jan Dhan bank account and the Aadhaar unique ID number and mobile phone, actually it's a kind of a convergence of three very important systems of India. When the Honorable Prime Minister asked everyone to open Jan Dhan bank account with zero balance, everyone was like a little surprised. But now we know where it was taking them. It was taking them towards better efficiency and better delivery of the social service schemes by the Indian government. How do you think the JAM Trinity has helped in improving the system?
Yeah, exactly. When the Jan Dhan, Aadhaar and Mobile, let's go by Jan Dhan, which is quite core of the course schemes when the government, this present dispensation, started in 2014.
Uh-huh.
From 14 onwards, around 500 million accounts, Jan Dhan accounts, on zero balance have been opened. You think of the result we have achieved in bringing those citizens in the financial inclusion, right? Now, everybody is having a bank account. If we have to transfer them the subsidized amount, then we have a complete banking address for them.
Yes.
Second is Aadhaar. Aadhaar number. Presently, Aadhaar, when it started back in 2009, but it got a major flip after 2014 when the present government started thinking on it seriously. We have 92% adult population in India which is covered through Aadhaar. That means we have a digital address now. There is no possibility of duplicacy. There is no possibility of taking subsidized, whether it is food, whether it is money, in terms of the when we go for the implementation of the welfare scheme. And number third component, that is the mobile penetration. If we see when in 2013, it was only 53% saturation. Now we have reached at 85+ saturation in mobile connectivity, be it a mobile phone or internet connectivity, right?
Yes, yes.
So this kind of digital infrastructure or digital statecraft through JAM Trinity, that has played a very significant role in the successful mission of the DBT. It is considered as the central nervous system or the backbone of the DBT mission.
Yes, very well said. JAM Trinity is indeed the central nervous system of the entire DBT. And is there any mechanism, sir, because the government needs to assess, the government needs to kind of have some system in place whereby to measure its success or efficiency. Is there any such system in place where one is able to Because I read about something called Welfare Efficiency Index. Does that actually measure the efficiency of the system?
Before going into the details, when we were that any policy is as important as it is implementation. On one hand, if you have a good policy, but it is efficiency, you don't have the political will, you don't have the governance structure. So the results we cannot adjudge.
Yes.
By feeling this kind of deficiency, we developed an in-house index that is Welfare Efficiency Index, right? It takes three variables into consideration. One is DBT saving, then through DBT saving, that results into the subsidy reduction. And we have analyzed that data. We have increased the beneficiary coverage from 11 crore to 176 crore. That is about 16-fold increase in beneficiary coverage. So when we designed and composite index and we put these variables on that scale, we came at a range of 0.3 to 0.91. Its efficiency was 32%, you can say. If you take it in terms of points, then it is 0.32 to 92% efficiency. So this tool was not previously available. Now we developed this in-house tool. Mm-hmm. We can measure the efficiency. And by going that efficiency, beneficiary coverage, DBT reduction, we got good significant results why we can measure the efficiency of this mission.
Mr. Bhatt, you just mentioned that there are about 350 government schemes which are being benefited to the beneficiaries through the DBT. Some of the schemes majorly which one can think of is the, of course, MG Narega, where 98% of wages were transferred timely, saving 42,534 crore rupees through DBT-driven accountability. There has been the PM Kisan scheme, where 22,106 crore rupees have been saved. Food subsidies system, that is PDS, there is a fertilizer subsidy. Could you also kind of give us an overview of the kind of schemes which have benefited through the DBT?
I have mentioned earlier that there are 350 schemes under DBT mission.
Yes.
But the quiet one which contribute maximum or significantly in this mission, as you have mentioned, it is where we pay the subsidy for the LPG cylinders through PEHL scheme. We have public distribution system. We have MGNREGA. We have social assistance programs. We have scholarship programs. We have fertilizer. We have PM Kisan and other lot of schemes. But these are some sort of poster boy schemes which contribute more than 80% for this DBT mission. And savings are from these schemes only, which are the maximum savings by eliminating those duplicacies, right? Fake job cards, fake ration cards. So every kind of department or ministry will find the schemes which are being implemented through DBT. Other two schemes I want to mention here, one is the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, where the financial assistance is being directly transferred into the bank accounts of the beneficiary. Another is Swachh Bharat Mission, where we provide the financial assistance for construction of the toilets, and that is also being implemented through DBT.
Very well said. In fact, a former prime minister had said actually openly and admitted that out of 1 rupee which goes from the center, only 25 paisa reach the beneficiary. And the DBT has been a kind of a game changer where the beneficiary gets what the intention of the center is. When you talk about sending money, that is the direct bank transfer, DBT, into the banks of the beneficiaries, is there any system by which you ensure that the target for which the money has been spent is achieved? For example, if the money has been given for a Swachh Bharat to make a toilet, the toilet has been built. Is there some kind of an accountability system also in place?
If you see this welfare system, it is now tech-driven. We have integrated the technology fully in implementing these welfare schemes. Say, for example, if we see the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, where we have implemented a comprehensive management information system, where the stages of the house building, say at initial stage, we disburse some kind of amount. That is only possible when that asset is being geotagged and that is being monitored at panchayat level, at block level, at state level, and even at the center level. When we verify that this stage of construction has been completed through geotagging, then we disburse that amount only. Right. Number second, when we complete that house, when we see the geotagged photo, this is date stamped photograph, when we see that the house has reached at the final stage, then we disburse its final installment accordingly. Similarly, in case of the Swachh Bharat Mission, where we provide the assistance for building up the latrine points there, that are being also monitored through this management information system, or you can say we have a geotagging type of procedure where we can monitor those assets while sitting in the office or while sitting in Delhi. You can monitor what kind of work is going on in Ladakh, in Jammu and Kashmir, in Manipur.
That's really wonderful. So you mean a digitized India or a technology-driven India is being highly beneficial to achieve or for the success of the DBT, right?
Exactly. I have mentioned it earlier that the nervous system is technological, whether it is JAM Trinity or any kind of digital technology. This is playing a role of central nervous system in delivering the benefits to the beneficiaries.
Let's talk about another scheme. That is, the government is providing 80 crore people ration free of cost. How is that happening? Because for that, you need a ration card and you have to go to the PDS. How have you streamlined that system?
It was done by verifying physically the ration card, which was available with any kind of family. Hmm. Now, to go one decade before, you could find a quite good rush at the ration shops, right? Hmm. Now we have sort of Aadhaar-based authentication, where you can go for iris scanning, where you can go for thumb impression. You get verified by those technologies only. And by these technologies, we streamlined this delivery mechanism in PDS, which is a huge public welfare kind of scheme.
Yes, indeed. PDS is a mammoth task considering the number of people involved. And we have seen that not just with PDS, but with other schemes also, that the middlemen have been done away with, the accountability has increased, and corrupt practices have come down or maybe eliminated.
Exactly. What I have mentioned through WEI, that is the Welfare Efficiency Index, its efficiency increased from 32% to 92%. That kind of small work we have done, because this mission is work in progress kind of. We have a sort of digital divide. We have to gap that in. We have a kind of 8% efficiency in Aadhaar coverage. And with time, in next 5-6 years, you will find we be having 100% of Aadhaar coverage. We will be having more than 95% of mobile or internet coverage. By going through these technological interventions, in next 5-6 years, we will definitely achieve 98-90% efficiency in public services.
Oh, that sounds good and optimistic, and why not? It is indeed a challenge. But apart from the population and the numbers being a challenge, are there any other challenges, Mr. Bhatt, that you face as somebody who's involved in implementation of schemes through DBT? Of course, numbers being one, heterogeneity another, and we have diversity of cultures, languages. So how do you ensure that you communicate what you have to such a huge number and such a vast, diverse population that we have in our country?
This mission is work in progress, and we have to do more and more. For that, still there is a quite good number of duplicacies. So if we are going to integrate this technology with AI-driven detection of these beneficiaries, we can eliminate those remaining insignificant number of beneficiaries which are in duplicacies through AI-driven, right? Mm-hmm. Number second is the digital divide which we are having in the rural areas. Say, I have mentioned that we have 85% of saturation. We have still work on that 15%. So I find through my study while implementing these schemes that these are the two areas where we can work and we can improve the delivery through DBT.
Mr. Bhatt, a report reveals that 3.48 lakh crore rupees have been saved through the DBT. Could you throw more light on this?
We have 3.48 lakh crore savings from last one decade. If you find the major schemes which have contributed in saving or increasing the efficiency of the system, it is the subsidy for LPG through PEHL scheme. We have public distribution system. We saved 1.85 lakh crore only from PDS.
Wow.
And 73,000 crore from LPG. MNREGA, 42,000 by deleting those duplicate job cards there. Huh. We have scholarship schemes. We just saved nearly about 3,000 crore. Fertilizer, we saved about 19,000 crore. Our PM Kisan, we saved about 22,000 crore. These are the major schemes which contributed in saving, which contributed in increasing the efficiency, in increasing the transparency of the system.
That's quite amazing. And you have all the statistics on your fingertips. Thank you, Mr. Bhatt, for giving us an overview of the DBT, which is certainly a game changer for our country. And you have the statistics at your fingertips, which also gives us an insight into how the DBT is functioning and how much money has been saved through it. Thank you very much, Mr. Bhatt, for all this.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India's DBT system, transforming welfare delivery and saving costs. The participants were Dr. Shakil Bhatt, expert in government schemes and policies, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.